are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Cleveland Browns proudly support the United Way of Greater Cleveland as they mobilize our community to advance education, income, and health. Join us and live united at UnitedWayCleveland.org. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Joe Juravicious wrapping things up here after a disappointing 23-7 loss to the Houston Texans. It's time to bring in our three-time Super Bowl champion, Gerard Sherry. What's up, Gerard?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
I'm good, man. Gerard, one of the things we were talking about as we went in that last break were the comments from Joe Hayden and Paul Kruger. Hayden said they came out flat. Kruger said our mentality was not where it needed to be today, and it befuddles me. And Joe and Matt have weighed in on it. I'm curious to get your take on it as well, because this is a team, an organization that hasn't been in first place at this point in the season in 20-plus years, and you're at home. How do you come out flat for this game?
It's really simple. You have the mentality that you don't want to pay the price. It's that base, it's that easy, and it's really that self-explanatory. When you ever have a team come to your home field more energetic than you, when you have first place on the line, all that tells you is that as a collective, you really do not have that much interest in being in the playoffs. It's really that simple. I know it sounds foolish and silly, but that was right in front of you. You were playing for a bye yesterday. And for you to walk out there and just like, I'm going to put my helmet on and give a professional effort, that tells me that you did not mentally prepare to pay the price. And ultimately, that's what it comes down to. Are you willing to sacrifice your body, mind, and soul? And it's kind of hard in this day and age because you get so many mixed messages of, well, if you have a concussion, don't play. If you don't feel right, don't play. But I'm sorry. If you're going to get to that next level, and I know people don't want to hear this, the truth of the matter is you're going to have to get hurt, and you're going to be hurt in the process.
That's right, Gerard. And I think that not only the mental aspect of what they weren't prepared for, but I don't think they were prepared for the physicality of the Houston Texans. And as we continue to talk about playoffs in the same sentence as the Cleveland Browns, which has diminished just a bit, but they're still definitely in that conversation. Gerard, just in your, obviously, you know, many playoff appearances, talk about the physicality associated with playoff football as a difference from the regular season as well.
Oh, my gosh. It goes to three levels. And the AFC Championship is probably one of the most physical things that you could ever participate in. Not to say the Super Bowl is no joke either, but just getting to that bad boy will just wipe you out and take you about 2 or 3 weeks to recover if you don't have your mind right. So once you step into the playoffs, it's about beating people up and executing. I know people don't want to hear that, but never forget, football is a gladiator sport, not a contact sport. That minimizes what's taking place out there. It's a gladiator sport, and the ones with the warrior mentality and the willingness to sacrifice and go out there and impose their will and do whatever is necessary to get the job done are going to win. It's really that simple. So if you have this mentality that it's about finesse and that you have to be a soft team and you can just go out there and just go through the motions and win, you're kidding yourself. You have to be physical. And yesterday was on full display. They ran through us, to us, and by us, and it was just really that simple.
You know, Gerard, you've been on some obviously great teams, and, you know, your career speaks for it. So I was just talking about you've got to police yourself. You know, I always go back to the Patriots because what they've done in the past few years, you know, with their Super Bowl years, you don't really see that anymore. But when you look at the guys, there's always one thing that stood out for me. I remember as a Brown going to play in New England, Brewski goes out to call the coin flip, and that guy had more energy for the coin flip than I'd ever seen in my life, and it always stood out for me. Like, man, that's a guy that enjoys the play. I mean, and obviously everybody in New England enjoys playing. So when you talk about self-policing, and I've always been I'm a fan of veterans, guys that know how to do it all the time, do it the right way. How do you police? If you're on this squad, how are you as a veteran that's been there and won Super Bowls policing and not letting it happen? Because I don't think these guys understand, because some of them have not been around winning, at least in the National Football League, how important that first-round bye is, because it's a lot easier to get to the Super Bowl to have to only win 2 games to get into it versus having to win 3 games to get into it. So how do you police? How do you police?
Yeah, it is certainly a gauntlet to try to win 3 straight as opposed to 2 to get to the Super Bowl. And really it boils down to here are our leaders in the locker room and what they're saying and what they're conveying and what they're doing from a preparation standpoint. And then also, too, if someone is getting out of line, I understand that if you do get out of line, chances are you will get attacked on somewhat of a Lord of Flies level by everybody in that locker room that, hey, we don't get down like that. It's about winning in here and preparing. If you do not come prepared, if you do not come ready to play, then you're gonna be chastised by us, and then the coaches can deal with you later. So once you get that culture in the locker room, which is something that you just don't get overnight either. And maybe we're building towards that in Cleveland. So I can understand why it's not fully there, because you still have a bunch of guys who experienced nothing but losing.
Right.
So they're not quite yet ready to go there. But a great observation, too, Joe, and apart what you said about Teddy, in that you got to find guys who love playing football just as much as they love the money.
Yes, you
and
do.
That's one thing
yes, you do. And you can see it when you don't have that. And, Gerard, when you look at this run defense, obviously the Texans ran 54 times. That's the most any team's run the ball in a game all year. But they gave up over 200 yards to Alfred Blue. I can't even imagine what it would look like maybe if Arian Foster was out there. What are you seeing from our defensive front? And I know there have been a lot of injuries, but I don't think we're getting the level of play we expected either.
Well, you're getting guys, one, that were expecting to have a situation that they'll be going in and out on waves. So now you're asking guys to play two or three series as opposed to one, and I don't think they're mentally ready for that. And you got guys out there, to their credit, who are trying to play hurt and injured, and they're getting it best they can done. But if you come into a season thinking, okay, we're going to run in waves and I'm only going to be in a series here and a series there, and all of a sudden you're playing the whole game, you got to get your mind right for that. And I don't think our mind's right for it, because you see guys not giving you a full-fledged effort, looking at guys who are trying to save themselves. And when you save yourself, you get embarrassed.
Gerard, this team's got to go on the road for two in a row, one against another still hungry Atlanta Falcon football team who's got a lot of weapons. And I think that, as we've already talked about, some injuries on the defensive side of the football. How do you think we're going to be able to slow down Matt Ryan? And I'm taking that step now. I'm over the Houston Texans. I'm not going to talk about the bad. I'm going to talk about what's next and how this team can rebound and our offense's ability to score points with Josh Gordon and stop that very dynamic Atlanta Falcons offense.
Well, you first best start with the memo that you're playing football, and you better go out there and hit somebody in the mouth. Not illegally, not doing anything to get kicked out of a game or get yourself a letter from the office saying that you were fine, but with the mentality of what Houston did to you. I know we're not supposed to talk about them because we're moving forward, but learn from that. Learn that, hey, you have to go out there and be the more physical football team and make the Atlanta Falcons say, you know what, in order to win this football game today, we'll have to die. And if you can then put that out there and that level of energy and then have high-level execution with it, then you have a chance. But right now, we're dealing with a situation where you have a Atlanta team that's gotten a new lease on life. And that's one thing we can talk about either. Houston got a new lease on life with the quarterback play. So you're going to match a team once again who's excited about being out there. The question is, will we be?
Yeah, you know what's interesting? And, Gerard, I think it's a great point. You've got to find somebody to go out there to set the tone. And great, not illegally, not do it. But you've got two spectacular wide receivers to play for the Atlanta Falcons. We also have a guy that wanted to change his name to Hittner. There's no
right.
better way to set a tone and to say that, listen, we're back, than going out and hitting somebody and making them feel it. Because you're so right, man. In this game of football, we all know that one player just – everybody gets excited when somebody gets hit, and it's not. It's Houston came out here. They did what they did to us. They manhandled us. You're right. So right now when we go into this Atlanta game, somebody's got to be hit, and somebody's got to set the tone. And it's not to say it has to be a defensive player. It could be as simple as Crow – going right through the two-hole and putting his helmet in somebody's chest and bowling him over. So you're right. It's an attitude. And when these teams start – and when the Cleveland Browns start to realize that, listen, the younger guys, we've got to mature, and we've got to mature really quick because we're still in the hunt for this thing. And then these younger – or the older guys have really got to take onus and be the guys that police it. But you're right, man. I totally agree with when you go into these games, you've got to set a tone. And the way the tone was set on Sunday is not permissible. And what we can do this coming Sunday is big.
Yeah, it certainly is. And the crazy thing about it, Joe, and guys, is that the Houston Texans respected you. That's why they came in with the mentality of it. We're going to win this football game. We better have our A game. And you went out there and showed them that, hey, you're not worthy of that calling right now. So you need to go out there and regain that. But it definitely starts with from the get-go, pre-game warm-ups. Obviously, don't leave it all out there. Consistently throughout the course of this football game, bringing the energy and the emotion, because I'm sorry, you guys know just as well as I know, professional efforts don't get you anything in the NFL.
Right.
That's right. Well said, Gerard. Appreciate your time here, your take on the Ohio Business Machine Hotline. Three questions with a three-time Super Bowl champ after a disappointing Browns loss to the Texans. Talk to you soon, Gerard.
Take care, guys.
All right, so that'll do it there for us. We got to get our final thoughts here in just a second. Before we do that, though, got to remind you about Ohio Business Machines. OBM, Ohio business machines and sharp copiers when it comes to Browns fans. Their loyalty for our team, well, it's unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket. Teamed with OBM's designation as the only sharp platinum level service provider in town, so OBM can tackle any of your copier problems and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Browns, visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. All right, guys, we're going to get into the grades, obviously, tomorrow. But final thoughts here on what happened today. Game balls, we asked if anybody deserves a game ball. I'd say probably not after yesterday. I know there were great individual efforts and some guys stepped up. I thought Kaywan Williams had a very nice game. But overall, you win as a team, you lose as a team. This was a failure for the team overall.
Spencer Lanning, to me, needs to bring his shorts to my laundromat, because if I saw J.J. Watt coming down the middle twice, I'd be hoping I was wearing the brown pants that the Browns sometimes wear. But listen, these guys, they've got to step up this week. There's no questions asked, because like Gerard said, listen, you are playing for a first-round bye. You're not playing to make the playoffs. You're playing right now for a first-round bye. So you have better step up and not hang your head. It's time to get right back to work and regroup real fast.
Yes, I believe the character of these coaches and the character of the gentlemen in this locker room will be tested. I talked to Coach Tabor outside. He was still very upbeat in how they can get out on the practice field and practice with a purpose that will in tune carry over into their performance on Sunday in Atlanta.
It's good. No question. They will be motivated. I want to thank Jim Donovan and Gerard Cherry for joining us. For Matt Wilhelm and Joe Juravicius, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thank you for tuning in to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
Stay tuned for the Golden Boys up next.